Hey, alright, so we are here together today to talk about what are we watching, and hopefully we are not doing it after too long a time, are we? When did we last record?
March, so it's not too bad.
Yeah, All right. We are better from our past track record.
I'm in a K-drama slump, not finding that right drama to suit my mood and makes me happy, feel good. Nothing is running that right now. Sangeeta, you are watching the currently airing dramas. Let's talk about them and then we can talk about the older dramas at peace.
Sure. So currently airing dramas, sorry to say this, but most of the dramas right now, they're not exciting.
I agree.
I have really tried my best, especially our blues, considering the whole cast.
And the writer.
Yeah, and we were so excited about all the casting and everything. But somehow, the first two episodes were so underwhelming, I just don't feel like continuing. Same is the case with My Liberation Notes. I was so looking forward to this for Lee Min Ki, because his last drama, Oh My Lady Lord, also I did not enjoy so much. I was thinking, hopefully this should be better, but no. Sorry.
I have to ask you a question. Have you taken this into account? K-drama's first two episodes are generally slow and they are still setting up the story. It takes a while to get better. You not think these will get better?
Yeah, I agree what you say about K-dramas. So they take longer to set the context, yes. But when the pace itself is so slow, then people are moving at a slow pace, speaking at a slow pace. And, you know, you see like one montage of somebody going in a speedboat for like 40 seconds. Then you're like, okay, I give up now.
Or like in My Liberation Notes, where I have seen three episodes where 50% people are just staring blankly into space and not saying anything. I don't think I'm in the mood for melancholia, sad stories, depressing stories. Because for me, My Liberation Notes was about Kim Ji Won coming back. They've made her so sad in that her character that I can't watch it.
And actually, the premise looked so interesting because it was about three siblings trying to find love lives and three people at different ages, different genders, right? So it did sound very exciting. And even the actors are all three of them very good actors.
All of them so good.
Yeah, but I don't know.
But if somebody wanted to watch melodrama, would you recommend it? To give it a shot.
So there are people who are enjoying it. Because I think there are aspects of the drama which even if you're an introvert and the office pressures to, you know, make you mingle, join clubs. So the office culture is stressing me out given how much you have to make the effort to socialize. Okay. So for an introverted person, that's difficult. So people who are relating to Kim Ji Won's character are finding it relatable. So there is a mixed response from what I see on my timeline, at least.
Yeah. And also the fact that it's set in the rural area, I think that also a lot of people are able to connect, because these three people come from countryside and trying to make their lives in Seoul. I'm sure it's relatable to a lot of people.
Isn't that cliche K-drama countryside not done enough already?
No, not in this way, actually. Because all the dramas which I've seen on the countryside or set in Jeju and all, they were typical rom-coms again. And you had a very typical storyline in terms of a boy falling in love with a girl or their entire setup, either workplace or family and all that. But this one is very unique. The story is more around these three characters more than anybody else. And it's like they're showing the story from their point of view. Generally, you see that some of these characters are struggling to make a living in the city, or that is how typical characters are written. Here, it's not so much about work, apart from the fact which Meenal was talking about, Kim Ji Won, where she's trying to fit into her office culture and trying to mingle with people. But apart from that, I don't think any of those routine aspects are there in this drama.
Also, see, the other bits in those dramas is people have led very good lives in the city, or some major event happens which makes them shift to the countryside. Here, actually, they are staying in the countryside with their parents, all the three siblings, and they commute every day to Seoul for work. So another aspect is coming out, how they cannot mingle with people in Seoul or spend time, because they have to get home. They have to keep coming home. So that people with long commutes to work are also finding that aspect related.
But one thing that still intrigues me about the drama is the father character. I mean, I'm just really curious about why did they cast him? He's the one who played the president in City Hunter. because he's a good actor and a renowned actor, right? So, and so far, at least in the first two episodes, I didn't see so much happening around that character. So that is the only character that keeps me intrigued.
Yeah, but in the third episode, the way he treats his kids and the way he treats the helper he's employed, Mr. Gu, who doesn't talk much, is very different. He's got a lot of care for that guy, but for his own children, he's apathetic, if that's the right word. That's the impression I got, obviously.
Yep.
So I thought maybe let's see how it spans out and then I may pick it up again. Same for Our Blues. It's a 20 episode drama. So let's see what the reviews come out and then I'll pick it up.
So listeners, please watch them and tell us if we should really watch them.
Yes. Whether we should continue or not.
All right. What about other dramas that you are watching? Meenal, you were watching something nice, weren't you?
Yes. So Love All Play released just on Wednesday, I think. And I watched the first two episodes. Lot of fun. It's a professional badminton team. They're owned by the company. Che Jong-hyop, I hope I've got the name right, is the male lead. He was in The Witch's Diner and I really liked him. He's a very good actor. His character has got a lot of Nam Joo-hyuk Bokju vibes, okay? Really cool, chaotic, sarcastic. He's got this duel going with Kim Moon-jun, who's the other guy. He's a silver medalist badminton player. So they've got a rivalry going on. And the female lead actually was a child prodigy. Park Joo-hyun is the name. And she actually had to disappear because of a bribery scandal for 3 years. Now she's trying to come back and establish herself. But she's being treated like an outcast by the player. There's great dynamic going on. A lot of fun elements. Jo Han-chul is the team coach. He was hilarious in the first two episodes. So it's a very light-hearted, youngster-driven. They're all in 20s, their drama. And the badminton battles were also very good on screen so far. So that's caught my eye and I will definitely watch it. So I'll let you know how it goes.
Yeah, Meenal, continue watching and keep me posted. I might follow it up.
Yes, I'll keep posting. After all the drudgery that was on screen, it was fun to watch Love All Play. Another one was Again My Life. So Sangeeta, do you want to speak about that? I just think it's a total Bollywood masala, which I need right now.
Absolutely. It's like a perfect follow-up to both Lawless Attorney and even Flower of Evil, right?
Yeah.
Poor thing, Lee Jung-ik, he wants people to cast him as a romantic lover boy, but sorry, not happening.
Hey, but he does action so well. I really enjoy his action sequences.
Even comedy for that matter.
Very well.
Comedy well.
Yeah, it's very subtle and you can see that mischief in his eyes, you know, some of those scenes. That is what carries off the comedy off the screen.
Agreed. So I enjoyed. I watched 2.5 episodes of that one. I enjoyed. I will continue to watch Again My Life.
Yeah, me too. Watch first two episodes and I really liked it. So I think I'll definitely continue that.
So only 2 episodes are out so far?
6 are out.
Okay, then it's some decent amount to catch up next week.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, yes.
How about you, Poonam?
Well, I am not watching any of the currently airing dramas at all. So after taking so many recommendations, which all of them I have to start at some point, I had by that time already started 3 dramas. Crazy Love, this happened purely because of miscommunication between me and Sangeeta. I thought she recommended it. But it seems that she said it prematurely after watching only 2 episodes, which means I need to ask you girls to do your homework more. And then I went into Crazy Love. I like the pair. I like their chemistry. Kim Jae-wook and Crystal, who is playing Lee Shina, they have a good chemistry. So I cannot discount that. But this is another, you know, boss-secretary combination where boss is absolutely toxic. I think it should be hilarious by this point, but it wasn't, because until 3 or 4 episodes, his cruelty was to this extent. He would actually, when she would feed him, you know, bring his coffee or his burger or something, he would stand taste and he would make a big show of throwing things away if they were not slightly right, and she has to deal with that. And it is total Devil Wears Prada kind of secretary thing where she is running through the morning trying to run chores, and then she finds that she has cancer and has only a month to live. So that's the twist. And because I don't want to give away more about that cancer thing, and because of that she's like, oh, I didn't even live my life. Every secretary this guy had left in 3 months and I'm the only one who stuck around, and I think it is because of him I have got cancer. And so she wants to take a revenge on him, but some other things are happening on that night. Kim Jae-wook wakes up with amnesia. And since I was like fast forwarding a lot, so I haven't gotten this plot point, and she fakes to be his fiance. So he has amnesia and she is his fake fiance, and you can just imagine the next ride. So that continues, and on and off, they have this power imbalance. Every time the power goes on to Kim Jae-wook, I really don't like it. 14 episodes have aired. Toward the end of it, now it's better because some suspense-related things are happening in the drama. And Kim Jae-wook has settled into the role of a devoted boyfriend. But seriously, when he hadn't, it was really, really annoying. In fact, in his one of his good scenes, he says this dialogue. She wants to be an instructor. Kim Jae-wook is a mathematician, genius mathematician who runs a famous coaching school, like which is like worldwide. So she wants to be an instructor in his company, but he instructs his entire company not to allow her, only her, to audition. Why? Because of this misguided sense, then she will leave him. I was like, what? This is toxic. You're supposed to be good boyfriend and you like her. You're supposed to be loving her. And even then, your way to show love is to stop her from doing something. Obviously, this is K-drama. He will come around. But it was very annoying this way. I somehow fast-forwarded to it. But if you guys are okay with this disclaimer that this character is one of those male characters which K-dramas used to have since times immemorial perhaps, which a bad guy becomes a good devoted guy in the end, then probably go ahead and watch it, because the pair does have a great chemistry.
Any other that you're watching?
Well, I did start watching Pachinko with both of you, first with Sangeeta, then with Meenal. You were both, and you know how it was.
Okay. For the listeners, because I was in India and we three met up for the first time, and we said, okay, we three are going to watch one drama together. Pachinko released that weekend, so we caught up on those episodes. But a bit underwhelming for us, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, I think what we don't like is the Western way of shooting that drama into those darker shades. And yes. I think we don't like the Western gaze.
But we will complete it, because all three of us have read the book. We all like the book. And like, I'm curious to see how it translates on screen.
Yes. Actually, because we like the book, it's a tough act for any kind of screenplay to meet our expectations, because we have already a picture of what we want the characters to look like. Largely, we like everybody. Hansu, Ko Hansu, who is actually key character, is the one, he's too younger than our imagination, perhaps.
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. In the currently airing dramas, I'm also watching Tomorrow. I've watched 4 episodes of it. That is a fun drama. I'm liking that. It is about Grim Reapers who are appointed to save the lives of those who are trying to commit suicide. So they have a lot of funny, inane logic for that. So the boss of Grim Reapers is played by Kim Hye-suk, my favorite actress. And she is killing the role completely. She's enjoying it. You can watch that. You can see that she's thoroughly enjoying this. She's wearing those weird, wicked robes, and all her dialogues and some of the scenes are ridiculous. It's a fantasy drama, so you can imagine some of the things that she has to say and do are really ridiculous. So one of the reasons they say that they're trying to save the lives of people who are committing suicide is that they say that South Korea's population is going down, so they don't want more people to die, just so that the population is sort of maintained, or hopefully if they're younger people that they're saving, hopefully they'll have more number of people coming out. So imagine, it's like, and she says that if this doesn't happen, and more people are dying and South Korea's population goes down, then Grim Reapers also don't have work. So we'll also have to vanish from here.
It's hilarious. But this is also reminding me of Lee Dong-wook in The Guardian. There also Grim Reaper had an office and they used to file expenses, which used to be very painful.
Oh yeah, good you brought up about the office, because the Grim Reaper's office in this drama, oh my god, none of the corporates have those kind of offices. They're really lovely, lovely offices. They have such multi-level offices where they have beautiful view from top down. You see that and you're like, oh, I want to be a Grim Reaper.
Your job might be grim, at least your office is good looking.
Totally, exactly. And of course, if you're saving people who are committing suicide, job is also not all that grim. You're doing something. So I haven't yet gotten to the part why any of these characters are there. Like only Rowoon's character, you know, right from episode one, why he is in that team. You see that he meets with an accident and he's in a coma and his spirit is part of this Grim Reaper team. So the first couple of episodes are all about that. But why is Kim Hee-soon there and her other assistant there? Why are they there and how does it the whole team work and all that? I think it's going to come in the next episodes. I've watched 4 episodes of it. There are more episodes already out. So I'm definitely going to watch this drama. This is good fun.
So that's currently airing. Any older dramas that y'all are still watching?
So I'm watching Ghost Doctor. Sangeeta's tweet and the kind of stories that she had posted at the time, that definitely gave away that it was quite funny. And I thought, you know, I need fun kind of thing right now in my life. So I started watching it and it started really well. It's like a situational comedy where two doctors who meet on the same day, one who's just starting his journey as a doctor, his first year resident, and another one who is known to be a genius doctor, which is played by Rain, and Kim Buck is the newbie doctor resident. Both meet on the same day, but on same day such events take place that Rain's character, the genius doctor's character, he ends up getting into an accident and goes into a coma. And apparently when you go into coma, there are coma ghosts. And coma ghost is trying to save himself, save his body from dying, and trying to deal with other things that's happening in the hospital. So it's a quite a situation, and in which comedy is happening. So it was a very good sitcom. I am at episode 10. I think from episode 8, I started having trouble. See, comedy, the banter between these two actors, it has been excellent so far. And that kind of reduced, and the melodrama kind of increased. But you know what? The end situation where Rain's character is in coma hasn't changed. And the fact that Kim Bum's character is dealing, who is very good theoretically as a doctor, but he's shit at doing even basic tasks as a doctor, and he actually doesn't want to be a doctor. And he's kind of using Rain's skills to help people around in the hospital and deal with other things. So how long can you watch the drama if the end situation hasn't changed and the main banter of situational comedy has gone off? I think it is easier to watch when you're watching 2 episodes a week. But right now I'm at a stalemate. I really don't know how to finish episode 10 and finish this drama. I would be really happy to check this off my list by now. I have had enough comedy. Thank you very much. But please bring it to closure. I think 16 episodes is way too long.
Yeah, I think they could have done something like Hospital Playlist, where there's not so much of story as such. There's not so much of plot, but just warm vibes and fun vibes all around. This was, they tried to put in a lot of things. And like I said, by the time you come to the end, it's ridiculous. When you see Rain operating himself.
In episode 10, they are showing coma ghosts of all the hospital patients and their lives. I mean, this is too late in the drama for me to be interested into their stories and their lives. Please don't do this to me. So I thought, you know, I should change it and I should change the pace. So I started watching Witch at Court. It stars, I'm forgetting her name, Jung Ryeon.
Jung Ryeon.
It stars Jung Ryeon. She's actually
Jung Ryeon.
This is the best I can pronounce, Sangeeta. Let's just live with this. She is actually a very good actress. I saw her in Work of Love and she actually pulled it off pretty well, whatever her brief was. I like her. So she has a painful backstory. So first episode was difficult to deal with. And she becomes a prosecutor because she wants to search her missing mom. And that missing mom story, the audience knows in the first episodes itself what happened, but she doesn't know. She's a woman. That prosecutor system in patriarchal Korea, and there are often prosecutors trying to take away with her credit. So she has her own box of tricks to survive and to ensure that the limelight is hers, and she's very particular about it. Why? Because her goal is to make it to that department from where she can find out about her missing mom. That's what she lives for. So sometimes she's not ideal and she's not moralistic completely. So she happens to work with the male lead, with whom she gets in touch with idealistic side of it or human side of it, which she had hidden to be that kick-ass prosecutor that she wanted to be. She is dealing with this prosecutor. He's an ex-psychiatrist. So they're dealing with crimes against women and children. Crimes again, women and children are not good to deal with. But this is a courtroom drama, so there are some really interesting court scenes, trial scenes. So far, it went really well. Till episode 8, it was superb. But I'm getting a sense now that they're going to drag the part where the villain is going to win some more. And I was like, wait, pause it here. I don't wanna watch the bad guys win for some more time because 8 is just middle, right? There are 8 more episodes to go. And the win will come hard won and it will come toward the end. And I was like, okay, right now I'm not in this mood. I'm not saying it is a bad drama at all. I haven't watched it beyond 8 episodes, so I don't know. But until episode 8, it was good.
So I am watching My Girl because Sangeeta Poonam love it so much. I had to take a break because I was on a trip to India. I started again. I'm on episode 10 now. And I'm skipping the subplots. They really don't interest me. But I'm not a fan of Lee Dong-wook as you guys are. But I can totally see why Lee Dong-wook fans love My Girl. I understand why. He's very charming in it. No doubt about that. So their romance and their development and the angst and pining is good fun to watch. There's a lot of comedy elements as well. So if you're a Lee Dong-wook fan, I think this should be a priority for you guys to watch. That's what is my sense. Am I correct?
Also, those who like typical older K-dramas, the style of romance that they showed in older K-dramas, those who enjoy that, I think My Girl is very good for them.
I can't watch Lee Jung-ki, what they've done to him and his hairstyle.
I know. I feel so bad for Lee Jung-ki in that. But I mean, he doesn't deserve it. He's not acting badly. They have just styled him badly.
And you know, actually, his role is really nice because he likes the girl and he knows she likes someone else and he loves her, his friend. He loves her and how much he supports her and gets her out of situations.
True.
Lee Jung-ki is a good-looking guy. How can you make him look so bad? What have you got against him?
Yeah. What have you got against him?
I want to ask even our listeners if they know, are there many other dramas with fake brother, sister and foe? But My Girl was different in the sense that where the second main leads, they both desperately wanted them to be the real brother and sister, even though they knew that they are fake. This was the twist that they were more than happy to carry forward the lie because it served their purpose. Otherwise, people are always ready to tell, hey, you have been lying, and so that they are destroyed. But they didn't even want to take that risk. They're like, no, let them be real sister and brother always.
So, what about the completed dramas? Did you complete any?
So, I was going through the list of which dramas are going away from Netflix. Producers is one. It's going away from Netflix India on May 15. So, I thought, okay, it stars Gong Hyo Jin. So, I thought I can put my faith into Gong Hyo Jin's choosing ability, as in her ability to choose the right dramas. It's Okay, That's Love, Jealousy Incarnate. And pretty much everything that she does is, the drama overall is generally right. I think I wasn't wrong. I have watched 5 episodes when I cheated because I have so much work and I'm not able to watch it like at a stretch like I can usually. So, I actually cheated and watched last 2 episodes as well. I do think this is going to turn out well. Last 2 episodes were really heartwarming and really nice. So, story is set in KBS where main lead characters are TV producers. They produce, they are in entertainment section and they produce variety shows or, you know, music shows, things like that. And Kim Seo Hyun has joined KBS as a newbie producer. And you know how it is in Korea, it's very hierarchical and so all the magnates have to do all the work. And in KBS, they are making a documentary on newbie's life and they are recording his days at work when he leaves and etc, etc. And obviously, first few days aren't really going well. The other main lead is a guy called, his name is Ra Jun-mo, but it's played by the guy Sangeeta who was in My Sassy Girl with Jun Ji Hyun. I didn't like him there so much in that movie.
Cha Tae Hyun.
So I think he's very fit in this drama. He's actually acting quite well. I personally am not a fan. He has always this surly expression on his face and he looks disheveled, carefully made disheveled by the way, because he's always wearing right clothes and he has a fit body, but they made him look disheveled and he's hardly passionate about so much his work. Not that he's a bad producer or anything like that. And he has been friends with Gong Hye Jin's character. Her character's name is Ye Jin. He has been friends with Ye Jin since 25 years, since kindergarten when he used to follow her. And they're still friends, by the way. So you can imagine, like Sangeeta said in 25-21, ek ladka aur ladki dost nahi ho sakte. And Kim Soo Hyun has joined production house not because he wanted to be a producer, because the girl he likes as a TV producer. So he thought, okay, why not get in there? During this time, he will learn the business of being producer. Gong Yoo-jin is the central character, but there is also IU, who is playing a celebrity musician, and she works in one of the shows of Gong Yoo-jin, and later she will work with the male lead as well. But essentially, it is about the relationship between these folks and also how they learn the ropes of production. So there are some comments about editing as well, Meenal, which I was thinking to take screenshots for you and post over there. They said that, you know, you never finish editing. You decide that this is enough. Something like that.
Yes.
So far, drama is well made. You actually get a sense of the world. The drama that main lead character leads is One Night and 2 Days. It's a KBS show, right?
Yes, yes, it is. You're right.
Yeah, so they are showing how they design games, etc. So it was quite fun. Later, Gong Hye-jin is central to the drama. And I think the later her relationship with both Kim Soo-hyun and the main lead will bloom. And the last two episodes, which I saw, were really, really good. So I'm going to go back to my episode six and finish it properly. I do recommend it to people.
Interesting. So which were the dramas you all completed?
I've finished Business Proposal also along with 2521. And that was a fun drama to watch. Same thing like 2525, it only left me with a bad feeling in the finale episode. But otherwise, the drama was very good. And it was fun. Like, it was a much needed comedy that came at that time. So right now, I mean, I don't feel like watching any of the currently airing dramas just because of that. Because none of them match the kind of fun that 2521 and Business Proposal brought.
And energy, right, Sangeeta?
Exactly,
not necessarily the comic element, but there was a bit of spunk energy in the characters, which we are not getting in any of these.
Totally, yeah. So I think that's another reason why we are not able to watch.
Yeah. So with BP, I literally paced through the first 6 episodes because they were so much fun and hilarious. And, you know, it's very tropey.
Yeah.
It's a very typical K-drama, very tropey. I really enjoyed the first 6 episodes. Then I felt it lacked because I lost interest in the main leads, okay, at that point. But I loved the second couple for sure. I really enjoyed them. She was spunky. Seol Inna's character was really fun. So I quite enjoyed her. But I agree, the ending was 11-12 were very so-so the last two
episodes. I enjoyed watching the main lead couple also, especially An Yoo-sup's character, the way he grows. You see that he starts out as this narcissistic, this Park Seo-joon's aura kind of a guy. So you see that that's how he is in the initial few episodes. But you can see his character growth. You can see that he comes onto his own and he's like, relationship between him and Kim Sejong. You can see how he's going through this emotions where he feels that she's cheated him, but then how he gets over it. And after he gets over it, then he realizes that he really likes her. That also he takes some time. He needs that time and distance for him to understand that he's in love with her. So I think that was good on his character. But yeah, compared to second leads, I think the first leads did not have that kind of sizzling chemistry. But I think that was intentional also, because both their characters were like that. Kim Sejong was all the time sort of on the back foot because she keeps thinking that, okay, I've cheated him first. I've cheated his grandfather at first. So how am I going to be seen now? How is his grandfather going to perceive me? So you can always see that she's on the back foot.
But I liked her comic timing. She's very good.
Oh yeah, she's a brilliant actress. I've totally loved her in that. Yeah.
I think mine is an unpopular opinion. I did not like Business Proposal that much. Let me just be really honest. I did not like both the male leads. I loved the female leads. And also the story was something I had already watched in Secret Life of My Secretary. Even the second lead couple story also goes that way. Only tadka that Netflix put in was the chemistry. And by the way, Sangeeta, a lot of people will disagree with you that the main lead couple did not have chemistry because they actually set up one scene in the bedroom just to establish that. I did not like An Hyo-soo till he gave me what's wrong with Secretary Kim kind of vibes. That hairstyle that he had with side parting, with that fringe cut, that was reminding me of Park Seo-joon. So the moment he changed that hairstyle, he goes into, you know, casual clothes to the beach and his hairstyle is different. From that moment, I started liking him because now I could relate, okay, this is An Hyo-soo, it's not Park Seo-joon, which is what I was feeling. I'm talking purely about the looks, not so much about the character. So I liked the main leads. But I felt bad for second female lead. She was so cute and nice. And I felt that she got a raw deal with that guy. When she's...
Oh, so you have the complete opposite opinion.
Yeah, yeah. When she said that I forgot about it, I was like, you know, I can totally understand it.
I think a lot of listeners will disagree with you, Poonam.
I know. I am in a minority.
Yeah, I only watched for those two. I completely enjoyed. I hope they come in a drama again together.
Actually, their story petered out quite early because there wasn't much left to happen.
Yeah, so there was my discontent because the webtoon had great angst actually set up for the second lead couple, and this drama just cut it out completely. And a lot of scenes also got twisted, the order. So their story fell apart. That was my view. I think they got a very raw deal.
And even the final episode, the story of them two was just ridiculous. Say, why does he have to go away? And
yeah, it was very, very random. I think the webtoon was more interesting, honestly, for sure.
But two things that I really liked was the female friendship. Some of my sweet memories of that drama are in there. When that Molka episode comes up and Gintu is in the police station, and female lead visits her with Anya Soap, and she first calls her by her fake name, and then they realize, okay, he knows her reality. And then she says, okay, you just come here. Pretty evident that she's waiting for her friend, and right now she cannot give a damn about anything else. She just wants her friend. I think their relationship was pretty sweet, and how Yumsu used to stand up for her, how she would lie for her. Though I still don't like that female leads think that to be able to look cool in front of your friends, you need to fake fiance or a boyfriend. Female lead doesn't do that, but Yumsu does that for her. I like the fact that Yumsu was so sweet to her friend. And how she also blackmails her emotionally. How, you know, my head was hurt and a lot of blood came out, and then people nicknamed me and all of that. Can you not do this one thing for me? I really love that. And second, I also liked how, even though they treated it, did it hilariously, but they covered Molka, and it's a major problem. So I was happy that they talked about that hidden camera bit.
Yeah, though they made it into a bit of a comedy element, I felt, whereas it's a very serious, traumatic experience.
Yeah, I felt very disappointed with that. It wasn't something to be ridiculed about.
Exactly.
Toilet scene was, I don't know, I mean, I can imagine how traumatic it is for somebody to get in somewhere and keep all the time thinking about cameras. So how they ridiculed it, it didn't sit right with me.
I was okay with that because their drama would not have worked with the serious kind of tone. So I understand why they might have taken that tone. But this was done very well in Vichet Court. In Vichet Court, the prosecutor lady, she wants to get the highest punishment for this kind of crime. But she doesn't understand victim's perspective so much. In fact, she goes on to say that, I will never be in this situation. I'll never let a boyfriend or a husband or anybody to take my videos and pictures like this. But, you know, without having a boyfriend or a husband, she gets into a situation where her video is also recorded. And then she realizes that victim has nothing to do with it. It's not about being stupid. We often blame the victim in these cases. Why? How are you so stupid? But victim should not be blamed at all.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So the other drama I chanced on was Prison Playbook. Same writer, director duo of Hospital Playlist and the Reply series. And boy, I was blown away. It sounded very grim where a baseball player assaults another person, obviously in self-defense. But that assault aggravates and he has to serve a sentence in the prison. And then he meets his cellmates and they all have their backstories. The ensemble cast is brilliant. Jung Gi-hin is a supporting cast and he's got a tremendous story and he's really wonderful. But Park Hae-soo plays the central character. I can go on and on about it. I hope if you both watch it and like it, we will do a deep dive on it sometime in season 4 maybe. But beautiful dynamic played out between the guards and the prisoners. There are some things you have to take with a pinch of salt because, yeah, the prison life cannot be that great also, right? But the messaging was very right in many places. Couple of complaints, we'll leave it that if at ever we get to the deep dive stage. My biggest takeaway was I discovered Jung Kyung-ho. He plays the best friend. He's a prison guard. Oh my God, he was adorable. I really enjoyed. He's got great comedy timing and his relationship with his brother, his relationship with Park Hae-soo, the main character, with the prison guards. Fantastic. I, again, like Reply, I can't pick a favorite character because all of them acted their parts so well. So from my side, definitely recommended watch for the listeners. So the last completed drama was, which I saw was Juvenile Justice. The plot summary is essentially about juvenile crimes and how the judgment is given by the juvenile court judges. It's very different from other civil criminal court trials. Kim Hae-soo plays one of the junior judges. And of course, she has a pretty tragic backstory as well. I think those who like legal crime, it's an excellent drama. Very well written, short episodes, 10 episodes. Kim Hae-soo's character is quite conflicting in a couple of episodes. But her acting,
but how good is she?
Brilliant. Her acting was superb. And Lee Eun-jung comes in the latter half of the series. So I really liked watching it. It's not a bingeable drama at all, though some of the crimes are quite hard-hitting.
And some of them could be triggering too.
Very triggering. But I think the child actors, the teenage actors were so good in this drama. So no complaints from my side. I would highly recommend this drama.
I like the actor alongside Kim Hae-soo.
Yeah, he was so good.
I mean, I don't recall his name, but I think his was a subtle and underrated character.
Very nice.
His performance and even the way the character was written.
Yeah, I think he was a perfect foil to Kim Hae-soo's energy as well.
Yeah, and we haven't seen him, and at least I haven't seen him in any other drama so far.
Me neither.
Quite impressive watching him.
His name is Kim Myo-yul.
But he was very empathetic to the kids who had gone astray and how to bring them on the right path.
Yeah, and his past story also, right? How it is... Yeah. Link to this, yeah.
Really. I loved his relationship, which was very little played out, but his relationship with his mother also. Those couple of scenes just showed what a lovely person he was from within. I really liked
it. His character was written with lot of love, by the way. I don't really have anything to add. You actually covered it pretty well. Two main reasons to watch it. If you are interested in what happens in juvenile justice, and there is something really new things to learn over there. Like, I didn't know that their judges are supposed to protect juveniles, and it is a long-term relationship. And it is a very complex cases to decide, because juveniles may have done a lot of harm, but they are juvenile. That decision, what is the right punishment for them? Do they need to be nurtured or do they need to be punished?
And it raises some important questions and thoughts also, like Kim Hae-soo's boss, the director, when he's trying to sort of push through the law, but he's committing some mistakes in the process. So you see that he is not himself committing the mistake, but he's overlooking a few things because he's looking at the end goal. So when Kim Hae-soo questions that, is it really justified, the means that you're taking, is it really justified? I think there are some thought-provoking moments like that too, about power, position and everything.
That scene that you talked about where Kim Hae-soo questions him, in the next few episodes, Kim Hae-soo goes on to overlook similar things, totally missing the irony that her means to get the right thing are totally wrong.
Yes, yes. You know what I also liked it? There's a scene in the last episode where both her first boss and Lee Eun-jung, who's her new boss. And that's where the seniority and experience comes into play, right? Where they still back their team or their junior colleagues. They are in positions where they could destroy their careers, but they don't.
Yeah.
Which I really liked. That was a very positive way of showing the relationship between juniors and their bosses.
And they haven't written any toxic characters as such. Even when they have talked about crime or shown crime, they have shown it in a very matter-of-fact way. They haven't dwelt in a manner to manipulate you. They haven't actually shown anybody who is that bad. Even Lee Eun-jung, who does make some mistakes, even she is humanized.
Yeah. And can you actually call it a mistake also, right? They're dealing with juveniles. They're not dealing with hardened criminals. It's difficult, I think, her situation also. So you kind of understand the other side of things.
The only mistake she did was to decide a case in 3 minutes of such importance, because she values speed in these cases. That is the only mistake.
Correct.
She did not put a due consideration. And I think that is the only reason she probably even apologizes to Kim Hae-soo.
Yeah, so she reflects back.
But yeah, good. All in all, good drama. As always, I have a weakness for trial scenes. I just wish there were more of them.
Yeah, same. Highly recommended by all of us. So yes.
Yeah.
That was our What Are We Watching for this month. We cannot promise when we will be back, but as Poonam said in our trailer, that we will try to be more frequent. So until our next wow episode, anyo!